The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Kisiso. These Parshas, we've been learning about the Mishkan and the Migdosh. Sanctuary. Now, generally speaking, when one thinks of the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, the Kelov, all of its vessels, the Big Day Kohuna, the garments of the Kohanim, and what was done there, the popular belief, is that we're speaking about Dvorim Ha'emdim Berumei Shel Eilam. We're thinking about things that are way in the heavens, in the Himmel, far beyond us and far above us, out of reach. The truth is, from all of this we learn just to the contrary. We're not at all speaking about things that are in the heavens. We're speaking about the basic, most fundamental levels of the physical world. For example, what is Eretz Yisrael? What is Yerushalayim? Kedushas Ha'aretz. Afra Da'aro. Speaking about the earth, the sanctity of the earth of Eretz Yisrael. This is why the crops have so many halachas attached to them, because they're grown in an Eretz Hakdosha, in land which is sanctified. We're speaking about the Avnei HaMizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach, of the altar, the Avonim of the Ritzpah, the stones of which the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was constructed with in Yerushalayim, where Kodesh was sanctified. We're speaking about the Atzei Amarocha, the wood which was placed on the Mizbeach, on the altar, the Ores HaTchoshim, the skins of the animals, the Tzemer UPishtim, the wool and the linen, the Behema, the animals which were brought as sacrifices, the oaf, the birds which were brought as sacrifices, the chitin and so'orin, the wheat and the barley, the yain and the mayim, the wine and the water, which were brought as sacrifices, and so on and so on. We're not speaking about the Dvorim Ha'emdim Berumei Shel Eilam, that things are there, are in heaven. We're speaking about the basic fundamental of the fundamentals of the physical world. Not only is this the mikra, as it happens to be, this was the entire purpose, the entire tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. Not to be mekadesh the Shmei HaShomayim, not to sanctify the heavens, but to the contrary, to sanctify the most basic elements of Olam Hazeh. That's why it is known as the Beis HaMikdash Shiltachtoi. There was a Beis HaMikdash Lemala and a Beis HaMikdash Lemata. There's a Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Beis HaMikdash in the heavens. That's not what we're speaking about. We're speaking about the Beis HaMikdash Shiltachtoi, the Beis HaMikdash which was built in this world. To give in this principle a little more meaning, the Torah has the terminology of Chol and Kodesh. Kodesh is what is sanctified. Chol is what is not sanctified. Chulin and Kodoshim. Chol comes from the word Chalal. Chalal means empty, something which is empty and void. Kedusha is when you take something which is empty and void from any sanctity, and you infuse it, you interject it with Kedusha. How does this happen? It can happen in many ways. In regards to many areas of the Beis HaMikdash, this was done through what is called a Kedushas Piv, that the person himself was able to inject and infuse in something a Kedusha, a sanctity. How was he able to do that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparted in the human being part of his Kedusha. And in turn, the person was able to impart from his Kedusha into the Chafetz, into the object. This is how he was able to transfer this Kedusha to the most lowly fundamental elements of the world, to the stone and to the wood and to the animal and to the grain and to the wine. There's another form of Kedusha that the Gemara refers to as a Kedusha Habame Aleha, that didn't come through the person. It could come through other means. Sometimes it was Kodesh by itself, sometimes it was there to begin with. It's Kodesh Be'etzem. An example of that is the person himself. The person himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, infused in him a sanctity with the neshama that he gave him. The Torah HaKadosha, we didn't sanctify it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified it. But what we're referring here is to transmit or to infuse or to inflate something with the Kedusha, where no longer is it chol, no longer is it cholol, but it becomes sanctified, that elevates it, and that makes it nidal, that makes it beyond the chol. This is what we speak about, being a mavdil bein chol, bein kodesh lechol. It's difficult to find a good English word to translate chol. Many use the word secular. Perhaps that would be a word. I don't know if it totally describes it. But what it basically means... What? Mundane. No, but what it basically means is something that lacks Kedusha, that is empty from the Kedusha. There's nothing wrong with it, but it lacks the Kedusha. And once Kedusha is infused in it, then that elevates it, and it becomes what is known as Nibdal Min HaOdom. It's Nibdal Min HaChol, where it's beyond and separated from the rest of the world that is Chol, that lacks this Kedusha. Well, there are many, many different levels and dimensions in this. The lowest level, that we find that can become Kodosh is the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, which is contrary to popular belief. The Beis HaMikdash, with all of its Avoda and everything attached to it, is not Mekadesh, does not sanctify the highest levels. But its purpose and its capability was to sanctify the lowest levels that can be sanctified in the world. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash itself had a place in a physical mokum in this world, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, which we're speaking about earth. We're speaking about Eitzim Va'avonim, stones and wood. We're speaking about an animal that was a korban. These are the lowest levels of the Olam HaShofer. And the power of the Beis HaMikdash was, of the Beis HaMikdash Shalmato, to sanctify these levels. So we're not speaking here of things that are in the Shemei Shomayim, in the highest heavens. Once this takes place, then it becomes Nivdol. Then it's elevated. Once it's elevated, it's beyond the person. It's beyond the mundane. A person can rise to it, but it's beyond the mundane. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Es migoshi tiro," you shall fear and show respect for my Beis HaMikdosh. Because anything which is Kodesh, which is beyond the Chol, that means it has a Maila, it has a higher level, one must show respect for. You must respect something that has a Maila, that has a level, in accordance to its level. Where did this power come from? The genius of this power was the genius of Yaakov Avinu. All of the Oves built towards this. But the Shlemus, the perfection of this, was Yaakov, Jacob. Where do we see this? There was no one that reached a higher level than Yaakov Avinu, our sages tell us. V'tzurasei choku b'kisei hakovet. He reached the highest level that is possible for a human being, where his image was shewed out right on the kisei hakovet, on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal tell us that the malochim, the angels, are soviv. They're around the throne, but not too close to the throne. Yaakov is part of the throne. So he reached the highest level. This was Ishtam. He reached the highest level possible. What do we find though in regards to the Beis HaMikdosh? The Chazal tell us, this is a Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lei ke Avraham Shekorei Sehar, I did not choose a name for my place like Avraham, who called it a mountain. See, Avraham went to the Beis HaMikdosh to sacrifice Yitzchok. And where he built that Mizbeach was in the exact place where the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdosh was to be built. And it refers all of the time to El Ahor, to that mountain, Har HaMoriah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I did not choose to call my Beis HaMikdosh by that label, Lake Avraham, but Lake Yitzchok, Shikore Seisode, and that I did not choose to call it a Sode, a field, like Yitzchok. When it states that Yitzchok went out Losuach Basode, that's when he met Eliezer coming back with Rivka. He went out there to be Mispalel, he went to the place of the Beis HaMikdosh. And Yitzchok, in regards to Yitzchok, it was referred to as a field. Eloki Yaakov, Shikorei Se Bais, who called it a Bais, a home. Ki Ein Zeh Ki Im Beis Elokim. Yaakov called it the Beis Elokim, the house of Hashem. What does this mean? That means that this power was still far from the world after all of the Avodah of Abraham. It was a mountain. Yitzchok brought it closer to the world. It wasn't a remote mountain. It was a Sode, it was a field. A field is closer. You can do something with a field. But it still wasn't home. It was Yaakov that made it into a home. That was his Avodah. Now, it's interesting. Where does this take place? This is in Parshas Vayetze. In Parshas Vayetze, it states, Vayetze Yaakov, right at the beginning, Miber Sheva Vayelech Harona. Yaakov was running away. Chazal tell us in the meantime, he spent 14 years learning Torah in the Beis HaMedrash of Shem Ve'Ever. Vayifka b'mokam v'yolim shom. He came to a certain place and he lodged there. Vayikach me'avne ha'mokam. And he took from the stones of the place. Vayosim me'rash sheisov. He put them under his head. Vayishka b'mokam ahu. And he slept on. Now why is it important that he took the stones of the place to sleep on? What's so important about stones? These stones are going to become very important, because these stones were the beginning, are the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chazal tell us that the story starts with many stones, Me'avnei HaMokum, and there was a fight over the stones. Ve'omai alai yoniach tzadik esreishoi. This one said that let this tzadik place his head on me, and the other one wanted that the tzaddik should place his head on him. It wasn't just a question of stones fighting. From these stones would come the Beis HaMikdash. Then it states that he went to sleep. He had a dream. Sula Mutzav Arza, Vereisha Magiyah Shemoyimah. He saw the ladder. There was many interpretations of what the dream meant. But in reality, he saw the connection of two worlds. He saw a ladder. A ladder is used to connect as a bridge to join two places that you cannot not trespass. If you want to get from one place to another and there's a gulf there, you make a bridge. If you want to get from the floor to the ceiling, you make a ladder. And it states where did the ladder go from. It went from Mutzav Arza, it went from the very earth, Reshe Bashamayim, and all the way to the heavens. And there was traffic going back and forth on this ladder. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave him all of the brachas. Interesting that when each of the Oves he gave a bracha, that they should inherit Eretz Yisrael for themselves and their seed. But each bracha was limited. To Abraham, he gave so much. Yitzchak, he added more land. Eretz Plishtim and others. Here to Yaakov, he said, no boundaries. Faratzto, yoma v'kedmo, tzfeina v'negmo. He says, you will spread out in all boundaries. No limitations. And Achazal tells us, he was given the bracha B'li Mitzorim, without any boundaries. That means it wasn't contained, wasn't limited. Then, Vayikach Yaakov Mishnosoi, Yaakov woke up. Vayema Achen Yesh Hashem B'mokam Hazeh. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in this place. Vanochi Le'yodati, and I didn't know, what does he mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in this place? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all over. No, he says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's permanent place here. And I didn't know. If I knew, I wouldn't have slept there. Vayiro. So he recognized that this place had a special mila, a special dimension. We're speaking of stones. We're speaking of earth. So immediately, es migdoshai tirou, you must fear my place. It's a mila. It's an enormous level. He was afraid with trepidation. Manora hamokam hazeh. How great and fearful this place is. Ein zekim beis elokim. He says, this is the house of Hashem. This was the place of the Mikdash. V'zeh shahar shamayim. Now, what does it mean, shahar shamayim? So Rashi brings from the Chazal, this is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stay in this world. So that's the ladder Mutzav Arzo. But this is the place also where directly over it will be the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala, the Beis HaMikdash in the heavens. This will be the Beis HaMikdash of the Olam HaTachton, of the lower world. And the two worlds will be joined. Ashar means where you can go through. And the two worlds will be joined. And we have the traffic going back and forth. And that's why it's brought that all of the tefillos and the korbonos of the Beis HaMikdash go directly to heaven, because it's under the Shar HaShomayim, it's under the gates of heaven. Then he got up in the morning. That's very interesting. What did he do? Vayikach es ha'evan. He took the stone. Why is he interested in the stone? I'm talking here of the heavens. I'm talking here of the Shara Shemaim, the gates of the heavens. If someone will tell you about the gates of the heavens, you're going to go take the stones. Yaakov knew differently. His genius was not contained to the gates of the heavens. That's the easy part. His genius was is that he could be at the gates of the heavens and also at the most basic place of this world. He took the stone, Asher Somer Ashosov, which he had placed under his head. And the Chazal say, why was it one stone? Before it says, Me'avde Hamokim, there were many stones. Well, for one of various reasons, he or the stones had become united. Vayosem Esom Atzevo, and he made a monument from the stone. Now, Vayitzek Shemen Aresha, and he poured oil on it. Now, why do you pour oil on a stone? What is the purpose? The Gemara tells us, the sages, that the Shemen was poured on Kol Davashe B'Kedusha. That anything that had Kedusha to inaugurate and confirm its sanctity, Shemen was poured on it. You anointed the Kahanim. You anointed the Kli HaMishkon, all of the vessels of the sanctuary. So this is what he did. And Vayikra Shem Amok Amahu Beis El. And he called it the house of Hashem. Then he says, Va'evan Azos, the stone, Asher Samti Matzepo, Yeh Beis Elokim. The stone. The stone will be the home of Hashem. So he says, Va'evan Azos, this stone that I made into this monument and I poured the oil on will be Beis Elokim. Why? For his Baruch has a palace in the heaven. The genius of Yaakov Avinu was not to create Rain in the Himmel, right? To go up to the heavens. The genius of Yaakov Avinu was to join the two worlds, the Sulamutz of Arzon, where he could go to the highest place in the heavens, Tzurasei Chokuk, Al-Kisei HaKovod, where he went beyond the Mechitzas of the Malochim of the angels. Bilam saw this, because Bilam said, there'll come a time when the angels will ask Yisrael, Mapo El Kael, what is Hashem doing? And that's how the Chazal explained it. Because they'll be standing further away from Hashem, and Yisrael will be inside with Yaakov. This he imbued with to his children. But that was only the beginning. But that was not the greatness. The greatness was to go there, and then to come down to the most basic elements of the world, the stone. And the stone make into the Bais Beis Hashem. Even Azos, Asher Samti Matzevo, to make it Kodosh. So Kodosh, that will be Beis Elokim. That's the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. And this was the ingenious which he imbued his children with, that none of the nations are capable of doing. Nations can live in this world, or you might find some that will try to live in another world. But none of them can live on both worlds. This was Yaakov Avinu. So, we're not speaking, when we speak of the Mikdush and the Kelov and all that's associated with it, we're not speaking about a sanctity in the heavens. We're speaking about the Kedusha, Kedusha Samokam, Kedusha Sa'oretz, the sanctity of the most basic elements of this world. That we see that a person has the power to infuse Kedusha into. Now, we have people who are just the opposite, who do not see any levels of Kedusha in the physical world. They might see levels of Kedusha in the non-physical world. And that's why you have a lot of people that are always pursue non-physical things, spiritual things. Because that's the only place where they can perhaps conceive of some type of Kedusha, of sanctity. But in the physical world, they see no Kedusha. According to what we said, that the physical world has enormous potential. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just void of Kedusha. It's chol, halal. But the person has the power to infuse it with Kedusha where it can become even the Beis Hashem. They cannot see this potential. And you have people who are either even gora, migra gora, worse than that. And that's even in things which already have Kedusha in them. Not just that they might have the potential, but they already have the Kedusha in them. They do not see any Kedusha, any sanctity, any havdola in. And what they do is they're married. They bring it down to their level. They take the kodosh and make chol out of it. In other words, not only do they take chol that has a potential to become kodosh, and they destroy the potential, but they'll even take something which is kodosh and be made it and bring it down to the level of chol, and will destroy its kedusha. This is even worse. Now, so in other words, instead of infusing or deflating something with Kedusha, they'll deflate. You'll have a system of deflation, where something that is Kodesh will become deflated from its Kedusha. And this is the type of a person that has a lack of respect for everything. Because there's nothing that is of a great dimension. Everything is in his own sphere. And there'll be mavaza. It's a bizoin. It's an insult to the level, to the many levels which are in the world. You could perhaps call this the total secularization of this world, which you have and we live in. Now, to give an example of this, the Mishnah Masecht Oves, where the Mishnah brings in Per Gimel, the way it's numbered here is Per Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, but the Mishnahs are not all numbered the same way. Rebbe Leizer Amedoi said, a machalal es hakadoshim, someone who desecrates kadoshim. That's what we're speaking about. But then it goes further. V'hamavaze es hamayados. And someone who disgraces the mo'adim, the yom tevim. This refers to yantif and even to chol hamoed. The Maral Meprag has a little different girsa. There are five different cases listed here. The third case he has is the fourth case. The fourth case he has is the third case. We'll follow that order. V'hameifer brisei shel Avram Avinu. Someone who wants to annul the bris mila of Avram Avinu. In other words, he's totally contrary to the whole concept of a bris mila. V'hamal bin penei chavere berabi. And someone who insults and embarrasses his fellow man publicly. What does that mean? That's where someone speaks out in the name of the Torah falsely. It's one thing to say false things. It's another thing to use the name of the Torah. Where it can be many times it might be with intent, many times it's not totally intentionally, but it's through negligence. Okay? A person is a Talmud Shalei Shimash called Sorkei, he didn't do his homework, and he starts to become a spokesman for Torah. You want to be a spokesman, go ahead. But who made you a spokesman for Torah? Or Rashi brings an example which is similar to that. Rashi says it's Derish HaGodesh Al Defi. Derish HaGodesh Al Defi is, as a person, he studies the Torah, and he makes droshos. And he utilizes these droshos to put forth his own point, even though these droshos might not be the total emes, the total truth. They're superficial droshos. So he uses it to put forth his opinion. So he's becoming a spokesman of his own opinion, but don't hang it in the name of the Torah. Or someone who says, this is the halacha, and it's not the halacha. This is a megaloponim, b'teira shaleika halacha. So five things are listed here. Even though this person might have Torah and deeds in his hands, he loses his chelak leilam abo. Now this is two basic questions on this Mishnah. The first basic question is what do these five things have to do with each other? They seem to be totally non-related. He's mechala asagidoshim. He desecrates the kodesh. Mevases amedes. He doesn't give honor to the amtavim of the cholamayid. Mefer brisei shel Avraham Avinu. He's anti-bris milah. Malbim pnei chavere barabim. He insults his fellow man publicly. Megaloponim b'teira shaleika halocha. He speaks out in the name of Torah. There are things that are not necessarily what the Torah says. They seem to be totally unrelated. The second question is why such an awful einish? Ein lechelek leilam abo. He doesn't have a portion in the world to come. All right, some of these perhaps, because yes, amalbim penei chaveri, the Gemara goes into that. Perhaps some, but others do not seem to be that severe. And we have in the last parak in Masechta Sanhedrin, there it states those that do not have a chelek leilam abo does not mention these. So the Maral says as follows. He says that basically this is what we are speaking about. All of these five cases that are mentioned, they all have degrees of kedusha, of sanctity. And this person that we're speaking about refuses to recognize their kedusha, their sanctity. And instead of uplifting it because of its great level, because hamavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol, it is elevated beyond the chol, he's ma'abed. He destroys that level and brings it down to ground level. For example, the first one is Mechalas HaKadoshim, that he doesn't see any degree of sanctity in the Beis HaMikdosh or in all of the Kadoshim. The second one is Mevazes HaMoedes. He doesn't see any degree of sanctity in the Yamim Tovim. Now what we're speaking about here, yeah, all right. He says, look, Yantif. Why should Yantif be that much different than any other day? Especially Chol HaMoed. Why should it be that much any difference? And he does not show respect for it. Mefer brisei shel Avraham Avinu. Mefer brisei shel Avraham Avinu. This is a person who's misnaget. He's anti the bris milo. Now the bris milo has kedusha. Just like the Yom Tovim. The Yom Tovim are days of Kiddusha, as it states, Mikrei Kodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu sanctified them. He called them Kodesh, he set them aside. So the wise man and the one who can understand that sees that that day is not the same as another day. So he treats it differently. The Gemara says, how do you show respect to the days that are Kodesh? You dress differently. You eat differently. you drink differently, you do different things. To be mabdil, to distinguish. Now, the bris, Mila, has enormous kiddush in it. This was given to Avraham Avinu, Acharav, and to his seed. And this is called the bris kodosh. Many, many people are from other nations. They would not be able to associate any degree of sanctity with the bris mila. What kind of sanctity can the bris mila have? They look at it that that's a function of the human being, which is a very lowly function. That's the pchisus of Adam. So how can it be kodesh? They have trouble making peace with that. Ba'akodesh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu was just the opposite. That through this, we came into the Brisei Shel Avraham Avinu, to the highest degrees of sanctity. So this person, he cannot see Kedusha. He only sees Chol. He brings the world down. He lives in the dust of the earth, and he brings the whole world down to his level of the dust of the earth, since this is where he lives. Then, Hamalbin Penei Chaveri. If a person insults someone publicly, it shows that he has no regards or respect for another human being. He looks at another human being as any other living animal. Cannot distinguish between a person and an animal. Because if he could, he would realize that a person was Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. The Maral goes, elaborates in many, many places that the reason why there's such a great prohibition of insulting someone publicly, embarrassing someone, is because he was made B'Tzelem Elokim. A person was given a single mila, a single dimension that no other creation was given. This is what the Bekiva said in Masechta Ovis. He says, Chaviva Adam, how dear and unique man is. Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim, only man was given the B'Tzelem Elokim. No other creature, no other angel. And when you publicly insult or embarrass a person, you are being ma'abid, you are destroying that B'Tzelem Elokim. So a person who does that, that shows that he doesn't recognize what the person is. He looks at him like any other creature. So he cannot see Kedusha, he cannot see Mila, he cannot see great dimensions. Otherwise, it says, Yizore b'kveit chavreichem. Be very careful with the kovod habrias, with the honor and the respect that you show for another person, because that's giving honor to the Tzelem Elokim. Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he could excuse him so he could go give honor to the Orchim. How could he do such a thing? So the Gemara says, Mikan, that Kveid Orchim, Gedela, Kabbalah Spnei Orchim, Mikabbalah Spnei Ashkina, that you have to give honor to the Orchim, even more than the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah is in the Orchim. That's the Tzelem Elokim. And here's a person just the opposite. And then finally, Megale Eponim B'Teirish Lekalocha, this shows he sees no Kedusha in the Torah. If a person would see Kedusha in the Torah, he would come to learn Torah, and he would come to learn the words of Chazal with a trepidation, with a fear. The Torah is Hashem. It's fire. It came off of Sinai. It's from HaKadosh Baruch himself. How would he go give a drosha and say this is what the Torah says when he hasn't proven it to himself 100 times? How could he give a halacha and say this in the name of the Torah yet, when 100 times he hasn't gone over it? It shows he has no regard. He has no respect. It's a book of wisdom, like any other book. He has no respect for the Kedusha Satorah. Megalaponim Shaleka Halocha. If we go a step further, the Maral explains as follows. He says, we're speaking here about five levels. The first of the five levels, the most fundamental of the five levels, is the Elam HaShofel. This world, the lowest part of this world. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash is Mekadosh, like we said. Because what is it Mekadosh? Bring sanctity to the stones and to the wood and to the animals and to the skins and to the grains. So here is Mavazeh, the Mechalal de Kedoshim. The second level is Mavazeh Samoadas. Because that already, what kind of Kedusha is in the Yom Tevim? This is a Kedusha Sasman. Just like we have Kedusha Samokam, that some places are more Kodesh than others, we have Kedusha Sasman, some Zmanim are more Kodesh than others. Where does Kedusha Sasman come from? Who governs the Zman? That has to do with the Ma'oros, the sun and the moon, because that's what determines the Zman. The fact is, the Yom Tovim, the Chazal were Kiveya, the Chazal set aside, and they were Makadish, the Moadim, in accordance to the moon. And there was a new moon, there was Kiddush HaChodesh, and from there they would count the days to the Yantif, and it would become Kodesh. So that has to do with the Ma'oros. That's a higher level now than the basic level of the physical world, because that's already going into an Olam HaElyon, to a higher level where the Ma'oros are. So that's the second level. This person doesn't see any Kedusha there either. The third level is the Odom. Now the Odom has two levels. Rashi brings in Chumash, by Maisa Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, it said some things he created from the Olam HaElyon, from the higher worlds, like the sun and the moon. Some things he created from the lower levels. That was the trees and so on. One on one day, another on another day. When it came to man, so had he created them all from the higher level or all from the lower level, there would have been an imbalance. Therefore he created man from both. Man was created both from the Tachtonim and the Elyonim. Vayikach ofar me'oretz, he took earth, and vayipach ba'apam nishmas chayim, and he gave him a neshama. So man has both in him. So man's at a higher level. So those are the next two levels. And in those two levels, this person doesn't see any Kedusha in the Guf Ha'odom. He might see some Kedusha in the non-physical part of man. You have many people like that. They can make peace with the non-physical part of man. That's why they go after mitzvahs, which have to do with more spiritual. Or they'll go after with more types of learning that's more spiritual. There were many that said, why do we have to spend so much time learning Shosh and Nogah HaSapora? You're talking about a cow and an ox. One gores the other. Or Shnai makes him a talus. You're talking about two people that are fighting over a talus. Let's learn more spiritual things. Because they can attach themselves, identify themselves when it comes to Kedusha with things which are spiritual, but not with things that are physical. So how can they attach or identify any Kedusha in the breeze shel Avrom Avinu? And that's the one who's mefer breeze shel Avrom Avinu. In other words, they realize that man, yes, man is a great creation, but not mitzad the goof. Not mitzad the physical man, mitzad spiritual man. And this is Apikursus. This is Mevazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. Because if man was spiritual, but not physical man was not on a level, then that could be right. So what's the brisa shel Avraham Avinu? That's a bizayin. It's a bizayin for Avraham Avinu, the bris milah. But to the contrary. And one of the rayas, the proof of this, that the Maral always brings, is because it states that man was given Ramachei Vorim b'shaso Gidim, 248 Evorim and 365 Gidim, different parts of the body. These are all different parts of the body. Now, this is exactly in relation to the Taryag Mitzvahs. Ramach Mitzvahs Esei and Shasa Leis Asei. What's the mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs, have to do with the physical parts of the body? So he says, you see that man was not only spiritually designed in accordance to the Torah. He was physically designed in accordance to the Torah. All of man, if he fulfills the Torah properly, is Kodesh Kedoshim. So that's why from one aspect, we're talking about a person who's Mefer Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, so he sees no Kedusha in the Gufa Adam, in the physical aspect of man. The other one is Mevaza, is Malbin Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. He sees not even Kedusha in the spirit of man. Because if he saw Kedusha, Ahabdullah, in the spirit of man, so how could he come and totally annihilate a person by publicly embarrassing him? The Gemara says it's Geshef Edomim. He totally annihilates him. How could he do such a thing? It's like you step on a bug. So that's the next level. So you have the first level, is the basic level. That's the Beis Hamikdash, Kadoshim. And then the second level is the Yom Tovim, which come from the Maoris, the time. And the third level is man. And there's two levels, physical man and spiritual man. Physical man is the example, the Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, and spiritual man is the Tzelem Elokim, which together is on a higher level. And then the highest level that can be in this world is the Torah. There's a person that won't even have respect for Torah. And that's the one that's Megaleponim Shleika Alocha. He treats the Torah like it shouldn't be treated. Rabbi Kiva was just the opposite. It states in the Mishnah that Misha Meis Rabbi Kiva bottle cover till Torah. There was no one that gave cover, that gave honor and respect to Torah like Rabbi Kiva. Every word, every extra word, he suffered over. He toiled over. Hundreds and hundreds of times. And he would never dare say anything in the name of the Torah until he was convinced that this is what the Torah means. Not only that, but every stroke of the pen, every crown on a letter. The Vilna Gaon, he went through all of Shas, and wherever he saw in the Torah Shebal Peah that through the generations of printing and reprinting there was a printer's error somewhere, he would correct it. He would write a note saying, no, it shouldn't be this way, it should be this letter, this word. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner wrote on him, he would never change. This was not of the Torah, of the Gemaras, which were man-made, they were man-written. They weren't written by Meisha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were written by the sages. It was kept orally all of that time and reprinted by man. It says he would never change a letter unless he had 12 or 14 irrefutable proofs throughout Shas that this is the way it was supposed to be. Then he would lay pen to paper. Now why? They had a fear for the Torah. They realized what Torah was. Now this person is a Megaleponim Shleika Halacha, at every whim, he's got what to say in the name of the Torah. So he sees no kedusha in it. So these are the five levels. If we go even a step further, the Maral says, he says something very interesting. Which will explain to us why such a person or such persons lose their chelik leilam habo. He says, firstly, the sfora, the rationale we can understand. Because what is Olam Habo? Olam Habo is a world which is detached from this world because of its high levels, because of its milas, its kedusha. If a person doesn't see any kedusha at all in any world, how is he going to come to Olam Habo? All right. If he goes deeper, the Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's based on the Pasuk, Ki Bekor, Elokim Tzur Elomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the worlds with the Yud and the Hey of His name. The letter Yud and the letter Hey, these are two letters of His name. With those letters He created the worlds, both worlds. Olam Hazeh, this world with the Hey, and Olam Haba with the Yud. The Hey represents the physical world. And that's why we see it has it's a vertical with a horizontal, which represents space, Mokam, dimension. That's the physical world. Yud has no physical dimension whatsoever. That represents the Olam HaElyon. That's the very highest worlds. Beyond. That's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has no dimension whatsoever. That's Kula Mufrad, entirely removed from the physical levels. He did not create, though, two separate worlds. He attached them together, where one has to lead into the other. Now the hay is the numerical value of five. He says that represents the five levels of Kedusha that have come down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. Because he didn't create a world of Chol and a world of Kodesh. This is all one unit. And the Kedusha from the Yud has to flow into the Hey, into this world. Like we said when we began. We gave Kedusha to man, and man can give Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. The five levels of Kedusha that come into this world are these five levels. There's your basic level. We go up higher. So you got the Kedushas Hasmanim. The one you have Kedushas Hamokam and Kedushas Hagashmias, and you have the Kedushas Hasmanim of the time. And then you have Kedushas Odom, who has two Kedushas in him. Both Mitzad the Kedushas Haguf, physical Kedusha, and the spiritual Kedusha that's in him. Then you have Kedushas HaTorah. Kedushas HaTorah also came into this world when Torah was given. Actually, Torah didn't want to come into this world, but Moshe brought it into this world. So you have Kedusha Satorah. So these are the five levels of Kedusha. If a person is contrary to these levels, so then what he does, he breaks the Kesha. He breaks the Chibur, the attachment between this world and that world. In other words, the worlds depart from each other. His world departs. So how can you have an Olam Haba, a world to come? The Olam Haba comes through the Olam Hazeh. And the Kedushas Olam Hazeh comes from the Kedushas Olam Haba. In other words, the yud flows into the hay and the hay flows back to the yud. But if this person now has taken the hay and he has totally severed it from the yud, so now it's an olam shochol. It becomes a secular world. If it's a secular world, so how does he ever have an olam haba? Therefore, ein lechelek leilam haba. Afal pi sheyesh teira umaisim tevim biyodei. He could have learned a lot of Torah. He could have fulfilled a lot of mitzvahs. But his Torah and mitzvahs are void from Kiddusha. They're void from sanctity. It's a Torah shelchol, and it's mitzvah shelchol. It's like I will see many times over from Rav Gifter. Zikrein Avrocha. It's a mitzvah without a neshama. Just like there's a goof without a neshama. What would be the person if he was physical without it? Atzelem Elokim. And his Torah is without a neshama. There can be Torah without neshama. So he's operating in a world that has no attachment to Olam Habo whatsoever. Therefore, ein lechelek leolam habo. Then the Maral wants to know, though, why isn't this mentioned somewhere? That these are from the ones who do not have a chelek leolam habo. He says it is. Because in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, the Tzadik Omel Aleph, there it states, these are the ones who do not have a portion in Olam Haba. There is mentioned, amongst others, Misha Omer, Ein Torah Bashomayim, Min Hashomayim. If someone says Torah is not Mishomayim, he's from those who are counted in where he has no Chelek Leolam Haba. He says that's this group. Because they do not see any mila, they do not see any elevated dimension in Torah and the mitzvahs. And that's what we're speaking about here. They have devoided Torah and mitzvahs and this world from all of its kedusha. And they bring it down to their own low levels. Bishomer. Ein Torah min Hashamayim, the Torah is not from heaven, is Ein lo chelek leolam haba. This is what is inclusive in it. If we give thought, you see that this is the great ill of our world. Well, you do have, on some side, fanatics today in the world that want a spiritual world. But in the Western world, or wherever there's Western culture, you see, they have secularized everything. They have brought down what is to be high, and they've made it low. And this is why they have no respect for anything. There is nothing that one should have respect from. Democracy. Democracy means we are all equal. No one is greater than anyone else. No one is better than anyone else. It's true. We don't base greatness or we don't base achievement on race or on color. But there are certainly people that are better than others. It's based on merit. It's based on righteousness. It's based on virtue. Who's a greater tzaddik? Who is more learned in Torah? No. It's the leveling of the world. Nothing is Kodesh. From the greatest forces in this is the media and Hollywood and everything that goes with it. But everything, there's nothing which is beyond a person. There's nothing which is untouchable. There's nothing which is forbidden. There's nothing what is holy. There's nothing which is not. Everything is brought down. They have destroyed the levels and everything. In Chanukah, we gave a shiur of what was Malin Mekodesh Beimarin. That once something was used for a certain level of Kedusha, you're not allowed to use it for a lower level of Kedusha. Why not? Because the Maral says once it was used for a higher level of Kedusha, it has captured that level. Now if you use it for a lower, you are destroying the level of Kedusha. And even by a person. The Mora goes through a whole sugi. If someone was appointed, if the Kohen Gadol got sick, and you appointed the viceroy, the Sagan, the viceroy of the Kohen Gadol, to serve in his place. And now the Kohen Gadol returns. He says, we've got a problem with the viceroy. He can't stay as the Kohen Gadol because the other Kohen Gadol returned. He can't go back to serve as a regular Kohen because Malim Mekdusha Veimarim, because he's already reached, captured a level of a higher Kedusha. And he's not allowed to destroy that. That's what the Gemara discusses. So, but this is the, we are living where there's a total secularization of anything that's Kodesh. And from here is why you have a total disrespectfulness. Why should you give anything respect? Or anyone respect? Now we'll go one point further. The Mishnah before, this Mishnah, states, Hu haya emer. Kol sheruach habriyas neicha emeno. This hu haya, this is Reb Chanina ben Dusa. Reb Chanina ben Dusa. Kol sheruach habriyas neicha emeno. Ruach hamokom neicha emeno. Whoever that people take enjoyment from, they take pleasantness from, they have nachas from. We're speaking about a true enjoyment, a true nachas from him, a true pleasantness. Then ruach hamokom neichem. You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also takes nachas and pleasantness from this individual. V'chol she'enu ruach habriyas neichem, enu ruach hamokom neichem. And whoever that people do not take pleasantness from, they do not have enjoyment from him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also does not have. Rashi adds to this, Kleimar, Kol Misha Ohuv Lamato, Biyaduashu Ohuv Lamalo. Whoever is beloved in this world, it is known, it is for sure that he's beloved in the upper world. Now, why should one thing be dependent on another? I mean, people take enjoyment and nachas from a certain individual, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes nachas from him. Although, I mean, we're talking on an emistic nachas, but still, why should one thing be dependent on the other? And then you have someone else that people do not like. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes him. So the Maral says a great chidush, something very, very profound and deep. He says that in Yecheskel Perek Lamed Vov, it states, "Vesruchi etein bikirbachem." I will take from my spirit and place it amongst you. He says, from here we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparts his spirit into people, into the people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparts his spirit into the people, that means there's a kesher chozuk, there's a great bond between the spirit of people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're talking about good people. I'm not talking about criminals. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't impart his spirit to criminals. So from here we see a chidush. That when you have good people, decent people, their spirit is actually a mixture of their spirit and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es ruchi etein bikirbachem. I will take my spirit and place it amongst you. Naturally, I have a rosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an evil person, is not going to impart his spirit on me. But we have anoshim cherim, good people. So their spirit is intertwined and mixed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit. Now, if there's a certain individual And he has a Shem Tov, a good name, an honorable name amongst people. And he's beloved to people. And they have admiration for him, true admiration and true respect. They feel good about him. That spirit that they have, that they're feeling good, that's not only their own spirit, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit also. It can't be that they feel good about him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, because then they would have mixed feelings. We're talking where you don't have mixed feelings, but they have a unanimous feeling. You have an individual where people who know him, doesn't have to be his world famous. Could be the few people that know him. But the people that know him, oh, a fine person. Such a machaya to talk to him. Such a gentleman. Such an honorable person. Yeah. I love to meet him. And this is a universal opinion of those who know him. Again, he doesn't have to be on television where 5 million people know him. Shochin Tov, his neighbors. If this is a universal opinion of people that know him, and there's not mixed feelings about him, and their spirit is intertwined with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit, so this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has admiration for him and good feelings about him. So therefore, Kol Sheruach HaBriyas Neichemeno, if people speak and feel kindly about him, then you should know that Ruach HaMokom Neichemeno. Kodesh Baruch Hu also feels kindly, speaks nicely about him. But if you got a person that the consensus of opinion is, he's a difficult person, very difficult person. He's a difficult person. He's an angry person. He's an abrasive person. Or he's not a friendly person, or whatever it might be. But this is a universal feeling. They don't feel that he's such an admirable, honorable person. You should know that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels about him also. Because if not, then they couldn't feel. There couldn't be a consensus of opinion. That's how they feel. But they would have confused, mixed feelings. They feel one way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the other way. Because it becomes one. Because Yecheskel said, "As Ruchi Ateina Bikir Bachem," he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I will place my spirit within you." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruach and the people's Ruach become one. And that's what Rashi says, that Kol Misha Ohuv Lemato B'Yadua Sho Ohuv Olav Lemalo. If he's beloved down here, then it is known that he's beloved up there. Now here we see the same thing. Person who cannot conceive or recognize or identify with Kedusha, all right, life is cheap. What is a person? And then it leads to everything. It leads to insult. It leads to Lashon Hara. It leads to taking his money. It leads to immorality, and it leads to Shvichas Domim. It leads to war where they kill off millions. Stalin, 50 million people, they say he was responsible for. 60 million, some say. Hitler, the same thing. No, means nothing to them. Because they themselves were earth. And if they try to bring everybody down to their level. But when a person can see levels of Kedusha, and that was Yaakov Avinu, his goodness was not that he was on the Kisei HaKovod. His goodness was that he was able to go on the Kisei HaKovod, Sulam Mutzav Atzim Rosh Magia Shemayim, and from the Oretz. He took the Eved, the stone, and he'll say, this will be Beis Hashem. So he saw Kedusha even in a stone. So imagine what he would see in a person. And the person is the Ruach Hashem. A person is more Kaddish than the Beis HaMikdash. He's more Kaddish than the Mizbeach. This Chazal tells us. Rashi brings it. Rashi brings it at the end of Parshas Yisro. He says, second. At the end of Parshas Yisro, we're told about the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Hadom Atase Li. So there are two halachas that are brought there. One is Leshiv Nesen Gozis Kikar Becho Hinafto Aleo Bat Halaleho. Two loving, two negative commandments. This is in Posachot Beish Maischof. That when you make a Mizbeach out of stone for me, do not place a sword on it. Do not cut the stones with steel. If you do, you will desecrate it. Because the steel is contrary to the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach is made to bring long life and peace to the world. These are the korbanos between Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the kesher, to bring them close. And steel is made to divide. So Rashi brings on that. He says, "Vahare advarim kal v'chemer." Uma avonim sheinim reis v'le shemes v'le medabris. We're talking about stone. He says here, "All right, stone of the mizbeach, the altar, but it's still stone. Okay? And they can't see, and they can't hear, and they can't speak. And matil shalom, and they bring because they serve a function, even though it's an inanimate function." Of bringing peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. And the Torah said, therefore, do not raise a sword, steel to it. Amatul Sholem Bein Ish Li Ishtai. So someone who brings peace between man and his wife, Bein Mishpocha, Mishpocha, Odom Lachaverai, where he brings peace between one family and another, or a person and his friend, Al achas kama v'kama, how much more so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him from the sword. If you have these inanimate stones, now we're talking of the stone of the Mizbeach HaKadosh. If you have these inanimate stones, and they serve an inanimate function, through them peace is being brought between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects those stones. And he said, do not dare raise a sword to it. So a human being that will bring peace between other human beings, how much more so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect him and not allow a sword to be raised to him? And then the next pasuk speaks about another negative command. When you walk up the steps to my Mizbeach, you shall not make steps where you have to spread your legs. Rather make an incline, because it's disrespectful to the stones. Even though we're talking here of a very, very small degree of disrespect, very small degree of disrespect. Right? The Rashi explains and the others. Nevertheless, we're talking about the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdosh and the Mizbeach, and there it's not a question of disrespect. It's Mikdoshi Tirou. You have to show the greatest fear. So therefore, you shall not spread your legs over the stones, but make an incline. That's what the Torah says. So Rashi brings, Hare dvorim kal v'chemer. Ma avonim alolu, shein ben das lahakpira bizeinan. He says, we're talking about stones. What do stones know about disrespect? Respectful to them, but disrespect is a nafkemina to the stones. And still, Omra Torah, still, since these stones are being used for a davashim kedusha, treat them with the utmost respect. So, chavercha, when it comes to your fellow man, shubedimnim yetzroch, that he was made b'tzelem elakim. The stones were not made b'tzelem elakim. The stones is from the olam hashofel, that's the lowest level of the world. When it comes to man that was made b'tzelem elakim, and he's makbir al bishoyin, and a man is very, very zealous when it comes to his respect. Al achas kama v'kama. How much more so you have to be careful not to show the least degree of disrespect. So not like popular belief. Beis HaMikdosh, oh, that's far more kodesh than a simple person. No, heaven forbid. the person that can give Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. The person is far greater than the Beis HaMikdash. He's the one that makes the Beis HaMikdash. He's the one that's Mekadosh it, that sanctifies it. And if still, even the stones can be infused with Kedusha, where you are obligated to treat them with the greatest possible respect, that teaches us that when it comes to a person, how much more so. Now, this is the great principle that we learn from the Mishkan and the Mikdosh and the Kelim and the Avedis Beis HaMikdosh. But again, we see how far the world is from it. The world doesn't show respect to people. They only show. We can't expect them to show respect to stones when they don't even show respect to people. So you can't talk about stones and Eitzim Ba'avonim. But the genius of Yaakov Avinu, that he saw all of my Sabrishis and all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations from one end to the other, and he saw it was all from Hashem and all was attached to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is waiting to be infused in all of it, and it can all be brought to the highest levels. So therefore, this was the mitzvahs, the physical mitzvahs that came down from the Torah and came into this world. And from there, even more so, when we're talking not of inanimate objects, but even the person himself. Now, unfortunately, tragically, we live in such a world that everything is brought down to ground level. Now, what is very important, and this the Vilna Gaon always emphasized, and this is that this attitude, this understanding, this hanhoga, this conduct, this has to be started from youth, from a very young age. You see, people, they have to learn. Respect property. Respect other people's property. Respect the shul. We spoke about children in a shul. The Shlach HaKodesh used to say, can't understand how you bring children in a shul that run around. He says, not only you're not mechanech them, but you teach them how to be mevazeh, a mokum kodesh. And when they grow older, this is what they know. Respect people. The Gaon would write, he says, a hergol sholet al kol dobar. Habit and routine governs. He says, kosha lifresh. Very difficult to break a habit, to break a routine. And therefore, good habits govern and bad habits govern. He says, that's why it's so important. He says, not like people say, when they get older, they'll learn. No, he says, then it's too late to learn. There's already been entrenched the bad habits. He says, you have to teach them when they're young. And he writes, he says, teach the children how to speak respectfully to each other. How to speak respectfully, l'chol mi shegodl olav, godl mehem bishonim. How to show respect to anyone that's older than them. Fortunately, the kids of this generation, what respect, what, when? It's like talking into the wind. He says, teach them to respect everyone. He says, forget about it. We're not talking about the father or mother yet. Keep it out of aim. He says, to anyone that's older than them, you must teach them. And he says, teach them with a fist if you have to. He says, you have to drive this into them when they're young. Otherwise, they'll grow up with a disrespect. You grow up with a disrespect, it's kosher lifresh. How are they going to change later on? To give covet and honor and respect to anyone that's older than them. Who's talking about a mother or a father? It's a generation that has lost respect. And the reason why they lost respect, because they don't see anything anywhere that's above them. So they see no levels of Kedusha. No dimensions. Nothing that's nivdal, something that has a mila that's above them is apart from them. And then amavdal ben chol lekodesh. Ben kodesh lechol, you have to treat it differently. No, everything has become chol. Now this was the contrary. This was the genius of Yaakov Avinu that he gave it to Klal Yisrael. This is supposed to be the genius of Klal Yisrael to teach the world. This is a very, very great principle that we learn from these sedras.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.